What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Good evening, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. We are back to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sip this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia?
Take it out here. And please welcome our special guest co-host for the week, Armand Wiggins. What's up, Armand?
What's popping, everybody? Claudia, you look really nice tonight. I love your hair.
Oh, thank you. I am a college kid right now, so I'm just trying to do what I do, and I am tired as hell. I don't know how kids in college, I tip my hat to them. It's exhausting.
What state are you in?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, how's the food?
I already gained like 6 pounds. Like, I'm going to need
You actually eating?
A lot. I think it wore off already. It didn't work for me. Like, I'm over it. I tried to go running today, but then I had to do a sound check with y'all, so I missed my window to run. So I don't know. I'm gonna probably gain 15 pounds out here.
And you got to get a daiquiri too. The daiquiris are bomb out there.
Yes. How long are you there?
A month.
Oh, okay.
It's a long time. It's the longest I've ever been away from home. So I hope my cats don't forget who I am. Speaking of drinking, are y'all drinking tonight?
Not me. Not me. I'm just drinking vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams.
I'm still on my water. I'm still on my water. It's doing me well. So I'm still on the water diet right now. I'm trying to lose a little weight.
Okay, so we all are.
Are you going to drink with us before you leave, though? You got to have one night where you drink with us.
Oh, I just don't know, because I'm on this 60-day cleanse, and I feel like I'm on this 60-day manifestation journey. So if I break it, then everything that I'm working towards may not happen because, you know, I've broken the detox.
Yeah,
I don't better drink till March.
Don't do that for us. Like, don't let, don't let us be the one that make you break this detox. Not worth it. Like, don't do it. All right, y'all. So with that being said, let's get into things a lot of people to talk about. And messy day.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, material, right? All right. Comedian Monique has the internet in a frenzy after appearing on Shannon Sharpe's podcast, Club Shay Shay. She called out Oprah, Kevin Hart, and Tyler Perry, to name a few. And she spoke about Tiffany Haddish, who criticized her husband. Take a look.
And when I saw that, it's like, Tiffany, if you had a husband like mine, you may not have two DUIs.
Mm. Now, fun little foxhole fact. I had Monique on my show Out Loud with Claudia Jordan. Even then, she kind of kept the same energy. Take a look at what she said back then that got me a call from Tyler Perry. Check it out.
Monique, in 2017, you got on stage and you told Lee Daniels, Oprah, and Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Do you regret?
Yes, I said that. What did you just ask me? Do I regret it?
Do you regret that comment? Because you did say it with your chest. You said it with your chest.
Yes, I regret it, Claudia. And I'm going to say it to you first. You know why I regret it? Because I forgot to add the nuts. Oh, okay.
Are y'all wondering what she said? You can pretty much what she said. She wanted them to suck her. The other word, what's
in nuts?
Nuts.
Yerk first, and then.
Oh.
God. Okay.
So I was like, oh my! That's why I was gagging, like, oh my god, she was. So, in the words of King Harris, is Monique standing on business, Armand?
Absolutely standing on business. Let me tell you something. Monique, I'm so entertained by Monique. And actually, Club Shay Shay has become a shooting range at this point, okay? Because you go up there and just start shooting shots at people. But let me tell you this. I am standing in solidarity with Monique. Tiffany Haddish is absolutely trash. Tiffany Haddish is not funny. And Tiffany Haddish should be minding the business that pays her and her unfunny comedy skits. Tiffany Haddish needs to work on writing jokes instead of writing and speaking insults on other funny comedians, okay? So, yeah, those are my thoughts on that. I stay up with Monique. And stay out of the liquor stores, Tiffany Haddish, okay?
Oh, you came with the gun loaded today, huh?
Well, you know, I just think Tiffany Haddish is just, she's just a waste of space and a waste of time when it comes to comedy. She's like one of those people, like, how did we get her? Why did she get here? Why? Why does she happen? Like, Tiffany Haddish, have we ever seen a comedy special from Tiffany Haddish?
She was doing some slight touring, but I don't know about a comedy special. I don't know about that.
Right, so she shouldn't come. She shouldn't even have a comment on successful comedians.
Oh, damn. Wow. Successful comedians, and we're not comedians, Al.
You know, Tiffany Haddish is a friend. I call Tiffany Haddish a friend of mine. So, you know, I'm not going to go that hard on her. But I think anybody that knows Monique, you need to stay out of her business with her husband. In fact, I think everyone needs to stay out of Monique's business with her husband. She said what she said, and that's it. She's very serious. Now, the thing I love about this with Monique and her husband is they haven't changed anything. They're still together. They've been together for a while. He's not just one of those people that are fly by night where he's going to be in her life a couple of years and then you don't see him anymore. They stand on business, like you said, Claudia, and they do it together. And honestly, I don't see anything wrong with it.
You know, I think they both can be in this battle. It's not like it's unbalanced. Like, I feel like Tiffany Haddish is used to smoke, and so is Monique. So I feel like, you know, no one's being bullied here. I feel like if Tiffany Haddish wants to say something back, she can. And Monique can say something back. I prefer they didn't, but, you know, this is a new world now where stars will definitely clap back. We have some comments here. Let's see. Ooh. Says, yo, why people keep messing with Tiffany Haddish? She's like the Hollywood punching bag. Okay. And Chandra Washington said, that's lame. Cat Williams interview. I'm not interested. So people weren't here for Monique's comments. And Tanya Christopher, a different opinion, said, she's telling the truth and I admire her. All right. Well, that's what the soulmate said. Moving on. I'm sure that story's not done. I'm sure we'll have more coming out of Club Shay Shay. All right. Snoop Dogg and Master P's food brand has beef with Walmart. According to a new lawsuit, the rappers are suing Post Brands and Walmart for sabotaging Snoop's cereal brand, but not even putting it on the shelves. Take a look.
Oh, my God.
It's here. It's here, bro.
All right. I'm going to put it on the shelf for you.
Yeah, but can we at least tell us why?
Because it's not giving us the option to Viz pick it out. So I don't.
Not so we can help other stores. That's all we want to know.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Wow. We got the footage. Okay. Do you think they have a chance at winning this lawsuit, Al?
Absolutely. And, you know, the best part about this is that it's being bought forward by two pretty significant individuals, and not only in the entertainment music space. I mean, both individuals in the entertainment music space, but they've been around a long time and people really trust what they say when they say it. Now, listen, Walmart has had tons of issues with racial discrimination. They've had tons of issues with racial profiling as a retailer. And I am glad during Black History Month that Snoop Dogg and Master P are making them accountable. Remember in 2022, the EEOC themselves found Walmart guilty of racial discrimination. They had all those issues with their warehouse workers as it relates to racial discrimination that they settled. And lastly, do you guys remember, I've always side-eyed Walmart when they only locked up Black hair product. Ever since they only locked up Black hair products, that I've had an issue with them. Now, those vendor programs that are supposed to increase diversity that a lot of Black businesses participate in, they really use that as an opportunity to grow their business. For Walmart to not put them on the shelf so that they can grow their business is racially motivated and it's not fair. Walmart, cough up the money, and I'm glad Ben Crump has got involved because this is something that has to stop. It's 2024 and it's not fair. Period. End of story.
Armand, what do you think?
I think you ate that, Al. I agree. I just don't understand. Why not put the product out? Like, and I feel like it would have done great in the stores. Like, kids, people, we would have purchased that cereal. So I don't understand why it wouldn't be on the shelf. So I agree 100%. They should definitely sue and get their money.
And Master P already has a proven track record. I don't know if you ever had his potato chips that he has out there. They're so good. I love them. They're in a lot of 7-Elevens. I had a product one time, and it was really hard to get it on shelves. And once you do, especially as a Black brand, the fact that a huge company like Walmart would choose to like sabotage you out the gate, that is heartbreaking, devastating, and also very costly. Many, 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 potential millions of dollars. So they're gonna be in trouble for this. And the fact, Wrap Snacks, that was a snack. Those chips are so everything. Like, they are really good. So Master P and Soup are proven brands. Why would you shoot yourself in the foot? It's giving racism. It's giving sabotage to Black products, so we have to incorporate more. And it's giving systematic racism once again. All right, now, when it comes to forgiveness, you might not want to include socialite Amber Rose, who has an interesting perspective. Take a look.
I'm very happy with still hating people. So wow. I feel like a lot of people are like, forgiveness is going to heal you.
Yeah.
You're going to be better, you know? I think if it's eating away at you, where it's like affecting your life, then maybe you should try a different avenue. But I'm very comfortable with hating people from my past.
Interesting take. All right, y'all, I want to get your thoughts. Does Amber Rose make a valid point, or is this avoiding accountability? Armand, let's go to you first on this one.
When I saw this topic, I really didn't want to talk about it because I know some people that are really close with Amber, right? And I'm just like, oh God, I don't want to say the wrong thing because, you know, I like them. But let me tell you, I just have to be honest. Like, Amber Rose, somebody clearly has hurt her. You know what I mean? It's given like this fake, like woke progressiveness. It's like, girl, just admit it. You're hurt. Like, it's the atheist. And I don't know. People believe whatever they want to believe in, but it's like, you hate God. You want to hate people. Girl, just say somebody hurt you. Whatever guy you were with, he hurt you. Okay. And you're feeling some type of way about it. And you're holding these grudges, Amber Rose. You're mad at God. You're mad at men. And you need therapy. You need counseling. And I'm hoping that Amber Rose can heal, because it's not okay to just walk around hating people. That actually is more energy onto yourself to be walking around holding grudges. So I think that that's crazy. And I think that she's trying to make us like, you know, that's some sort of progressive ideology. Like, we can just walk around hating people and that's cool to do. It's like, no, that's dumb. And not forgiving.
Energy that goes into hating, because that's way too much. I'm the queen of indifference. Like, you'd be right next to me, I don't even see you. I will say this. She did address some of the atheism things. She was on College Hill last season. And I remember her getting a lot of smoke from the rest of the cast about not believing in God. And when pressed, it seemed like she was very hurt. I guess her mom was really religious, and she kind of didn't really see someone in her family really wasn't living the way that they portrayed themselves to be living. So I think she was hurt, like you're saying, Armand, from someone close to her that was religious, and she's been disappointed. You know what I mean? I think she's been disappointed. So she has addressed some of it. Al, what do you think about this? Is there anyone you hate? Are you forgiving? What you think?
I got a little list now. I got to be honest with you, Claudia and Armand. I actually used to be like her. Like, I'm a Gemini. And if you cross me, I'm not easy to forgive you. And that used to take up so much space in my mind and my psyche. And it wasn't until I got therapy as a grown-up that I really had to start to learn how to release that, because it has power over you. It occupies space in your emotional being, in your mental being. So it wasn't until I was coached out of it that I started to practice the opposite of holding grudges. And you know how people say, oh, I can forgive but never forget. Nah, when you forgive, you gotta just completely 100% forgive. It's all about your personal your personal empowerment of letting yourself get over something that normally would have a hold on you. And that's super important. I can't imagine being her age right now and still not able to forgive anyone. It's just not healthy for her. And I also strongly believe that if you don't forgive, you really do block your blessings and what else is in store for you. And you can't open yourself up completely to receive all the greatness that you deserve.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because I'm someone that I'm pretty open-minded, and I say I can sit down with anyone. I will once, and maybe even twice. But here's my thing. I have been hurt by multiple people doing the same thing to me over and over and over again. So at some point, it's about taking control. Like, I don't hate you. I just don't rock with you. I actually can work with you. I can hang with you. I can be in the same room. I can be at the party with you. I don't hate you. You're not taking my energy. But at some point, I do understand protecting one's peace if you have had multiple situations where you forgave once, came back, they did it again. All right. Well, hey, some of us hate, some of us don't. And, that's what makes the world go around, right? Different opinions. All right. Coming up next, the NAACP wants Florida investigated. Oh, I think so. What took you so long? And later, is your sex life so good that you're willing to share, Al. I know we got to get to that. We'll see if Armand's a big old friend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, get into this story. For the first time in United States history, the mother of a school shooter has been charged and found guilty. This is a big deal. Jennifer Crumley, the mother of the Michigan school shooter, was found guilty of four counts of involuntary manslaughter, one for each of the four students shot and killed by her son in 2021. All right, y'all, do you think this the cases like this will decrease the number of school shootings? What do you think, Al?
I think it'll definitely address it. Now, I want to be very clear. Parental criminal responsibility law is nothing new. It, in fact, exists in 16 states presently, but most states don't use the option to exercise their power to charge the parent. We've talked about this a lot on TGIF, and we've said, if we're going to stop kids from beating up teachers and breaking their legs from mass shootings, if we're going to stop fighting and destroying properties at school, you have got to start making parents responsible for their children's actions. And I think this is a way to do it. It also will force parents to be more cognizant of their child's behavior early on. So if this young man had a mental health issue, you can't tell me that she never knew, right? That she never knew until he killed multiple people. So this way, parents will start to get the help that they need earlier so that they won't be responsible for their children's actions later.
All right, Armand, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm not really sure because I'm kind of torn. Whereas I understand, like, you know, the parents should be responsible and, you know, for their kids' actions. It's at the same time, like, I was a kid before, so I know how to, like, you know, I could get away with things that my parents wouldn't have known, you know, or I've been around people that I can get influenced to do certain things. So at some point, you know, at 15, you do end up making your own decisions. And, you know, a parent can be in your life and, you know, teach you all the things that they possibly can. But if your mind is made to make to do something, you're going to find every which way around it to go and do it. So I don't know. It's a catch 22 because I don't, on one hand, I think, you know, charge the parent. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, don't take me down for that. Him. He did that. Like, I did what I could do as a parent. You know, lock him up, not me.
That's but aren't you, aren't you responsible for your child, Armand, until they are of age, especially if they're living underneath your roof? In this particular case, the parent has to take responsibility for him sneaking out every night. I'm just making this up. Or him having a gun in the house.
Let me jump in here, please.
No.
Let me, can I jump in, please? Hello. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. In this particular case, the mother is responsible because she's the one that gave him a gun. Her and the husband, they gave him a gun. So yes, in this case.
Okay.
But imagine being the mother of a child that you have tried everything with and they're just hard-headed. Or your kid don't like your ass. He's like, you know what? If I do this, mom's getting the smoke. I think this is a slippery slope, but I do feel like their solution is somewhere in the middle. Of course, in this case, and these mothers that are buying these unstable 15-year-old white boys' guns that end up doing these school shootings the majority of the time, there was all these kind of signs. And you should have a responsibility to be, if you give a mentally unstable kid a gun and then he does a crime, I'm not mad at her getting sentenced for this. I'm really not. And also harsher punishments for these kids. Al, we got some comments you want to read?
Oh, you want me to read?
I know I'm taking a chance here.
Okay, let's see what's going on here. Ricky G said, my nephew just went to jail and we had no idea he was a bully, not my sister's father. Oh, you know, I was gonna bring that up. Mm. You know, this is a good case when kids are going bullying because suicide from bullying is really high in middle schools. You know what I mean? So making, or at least having parents have be sanctioned could be a good thing. All right. And lastly, law of attraction said, hold the raggedy parents responsible at least until the kids are 21 years old. I don't know. That's a lot right there. And last mm-hmm. one, Life of C said, the mother knew he had a mental health issue and brought him the weapon. See, in that case, yes. I have to disagree with you, Armand. In that case, I think the parent has to figure out a way to take some form of accountability.
Well, yeah, let me get my emotionally unstable kid a gun. Whatever could go wrong?
Well, I agree. I agree there. You know, she bought him he's a little mentally ill and she bought him a gun. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, she
I mean, at that point, she's asking him to shoot herself. You know what I mean? You have one bad trip and boom, the whole family's right. gone.
Well, honestly, that would have been a better option than him shooting four other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. The state of Florida is no stranger to receiving backlash. Reportedly, 21 people have died in the Broward County jail system. It's been reported that most of these cases stem from lack of supervision. And now the NAACP would like for them to be investigated for negligence. What do you think should happen in order for these officials to take these senseless deaths seriously? Armand, what do you think about this? Like, people dying in police custody, like, you are in someone's custody that's supposed to make sure you don't die unless you have the death penalty, and that's in prison, not in jail. So what do you think?
It's another slippery slope, because on one end is stay out of jail because people don't care. You know what I mean? But then on the other hand, it's like, you know, you don't just let people, you give people their medicine. You don't, you protect the inmates in the jail. You don't want them killing each other in there. So I do think it should be investigated, especially if it's seeming like it's nothing but Black people dying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. If it becomes to like Black people, then it's like, okay, what really is the issue here? Are you putting a bunch of Black people in the cells and not giving them their medicine and having them kill each other off? So yeah, I definitely think it should be investigated, because it feels more of a racial charged issue.
And that's usually the case. And I'm imagining that's why the NAACP is getting investigated, because it is affecting us more. Al, what do you think about this?
Yeah. You know, I just think it's not fair that a higher percentage of African-American criminals, Black and brown criminals, are showing up dead, showing up with missing body parts that they're selling on the black market, being buried in the backyard of the jailhouse. Like, this is old school Jim Crow stuff from the South type of behavior. And that has got to end, especially, you know, during Black History Month. I'm going to say, I don't mean to laugh, but during Black History Month, I like the fact that here at Fox Soul and on TJF, we're covering this and we're giving it national attention, and people actually can listen and act on it. Now, listen, they may be criminals, but they don't deserve to be, you know, killed. Now, that we don't do unless they get the death penalty. And the fact that it's affecting our community more in our big cities like Miami, like Detroit, like Baltimore, like New York, like LA, it has to stop. It has to stop. This is not how you decrease the African-American criminal population in the jail system.
Well, once again, it just shows how in America, our penal system is just a continuation of the practices that we use against Black people during slavery. And, you know, yeah. what I mean, like, we found a legal way to throw y'all in jail and make y'all work for free. We found a way to kill y'all legally and get away with it. And it just seems like it's so of what they're doing. Like, duh, we don't hardly ever hear this about white people. I don't hear this that much about white people.
Right.
You know?
But we do have to applaud on our platform during Black History Month that the NAACP is having a voice in this space. So congratulations for the NAACP. And I think that's Mark over there for stepping in this space and giving all of us who are usually voiceless a voice in this.
We have a few comments. Kiki Webb said those correctional officers don't care. And Brian Combs said the ones in charge should be charged with murder. It's simple. And Shaw Copeland, this is something that gets said a lot, which I got to throw my state in there as well. Throw the whole state of Florida in the trash at this point. And Jillian Faber said, as a former correctional sergeant of 7 years, the prisons are short and running themselves, and the inmates are killing each other because there are not enough officers to monitor them. Mm. Who would want to work there? Like, that'd be a tough thing to sell. Hey, guys, want to work with murderers and rapists for this amount of money? That's not enough. All right, coming up next, a reality star is calling out Married to Medicine's Dr. Jackie. And later, find out why Travis Kelce's haircut is known for the fade during Black History Month. Once again, we got to address this. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Welcome back to TGIF. Hit that flame button, that like button in the chat. Put some emojis. Imam, what emoji would you like up for you for people that are enjoying you this week?
Bells and bombs.
Oh, that's why they haven't thrown that bells and bombs.
Bells and bombs.
Okay. All right. Bells and bombs for Armand. If you're enjoying this, go ahead and hit that chat and hit that like button. All right, y'all. Jacquees, singer Jacquees, has the ladies beefing over him. His ex rapper Dreezy and his current girlfriend Deandra Sanders, who you may know as the daughter of NFL legend Deion Sanders, are throwing shots at one another. Deandra tweeted, "Obsessed is when you're sending underwear with your face on it to his crib." And Dreezy fired back with, "Y'all having a baby on the way, but the N word's begging to get me pregnant."
Dang.
Not ghetto twins. All right. Dreezy also posted text from Jacquees that said, "Although he's having a baby with Deandra, a kid doesn't define a family."
Ooh. This is juicy.
Now, Jacquees. Is Jacquees the problem, or does this seem like an Atlanta reality show brewing up? Armand, you have a big smile on your face, so I feel like you have something messy to say about this. Please, have at it.
No, I'm just gagging because a baby doesn't define a family is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I get it. I feel like that's a player move. Jacquees is clearly the problem. He wants his cake and he's trying to eat it too. Isn't this the same guy that just got beat up by Trey Songz like 2 days ago?
Had them braids pulled out, them locks.
That's crazy. Yeah. So he's in the mess, but yeah, he's the problem for sure.
Okay, Al.
Okay, I'm about to be messy, and I'm not short shaming anybody, but Jacquees is 5'5". Like, what is he slinging? He must have two women fighting over a 5'5". God, I'm just not understanding what this is all about. You know, and those are two beautiful women. Those two ladies are beautiful. They're successful. They got money. I think I probably missed the whole Jacquees crave.
First of all, the K is silent. I love okay. how you just killed his name because I think it's funny because who cares? Like you say, who cares? I ain't mad at you, Al. Jacquees, whatever, Ja 5'5".
What is it?
It's not my demographic.
What is his name? Seriously.
Jacquees. Right? Jacquees. Am I saying it right?
So the C Jacquees. Is silent.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? He's 5'5". I do hear short guys sometimes be packing, but I hear mostly skinny men are the ones that are, I can definitely attest to that. That's definitely been the facts for me.
But he's an R&B singer though. So, you know, R&B singers come with a certain je ne sais quoi. So maybe perhaps, you know, he'll serenade you in the bedroom. But like, he does sound good. He makes good music though. So I can't hate on him there, you know? So maybe that's what it is. He can sing him a nice song.
Thin R&B singers, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Online Twitter is a user. He heated drastically, is causing quite the stir on the internet after it was announced that Ice Spice, Ice Spice Fart Song has become her highest charting solo single. The user tweeted, "No shade, but why did people shift towards less talented people?" That is shade. You know when people say no shade and then they say shady stuff, Armand? You know what I mean? No shade, you're ugly. No shade, you're broke. No shade, you have no talent. Okay, has the industry put more focus on people who are deemed less talented or more popular? Is it really a popularity contest now? Al, what do you think? Because we from the old school, we're a couple years older than Armand. What do you think?
Right. So, you know, that's why I'm going to pass on this because clearly she's not my demographic. Like how she raps, what she talks about. She's 21 years old. It's not anything that I can connect with, but people like her. I mean, a lot of people like her to the tune that, you know, she's got her highest charting single. But when I listen to the song, I'm not getting anything out of it. But I really feel like I probably am 110% not her demographic. So I'm going to pass this one to Armand.
I think Ice Spice is okay. And, you know, she might be mediocre at its finest, but we like that right now. In the Ice Spice sexy red kind of world, who needs a bunch of double entendres and a bunch of, you know, lyrical rap stuff when you just want to say you think you're the but you're not even a fart. That's funny. You know what I mean? Like, that's funny. Like, if I'm dissing somebody, like, that's the, oh, you're not even the, you're just, you're not even a fart. You know, I get it. You know, I like Ice Spice. I like Ice Spice. I'm here for it.
Because, you have to defend the song called Fart.
Listen, because she was taking a shot at Latto, and I just think that it's fun when you're in the club and you're talking your mess, you're talking your crap. It's simple, it's catchy. You can memorize the words. The beat is good. Yeah, and it's fun. You can have fun to it. I think that people want to get back to a point where they're not overthinking lyrics, because if you really want to think about it, the lyrics are there. You just have to give it a chance. Now, her performances are worse than her actual, you know, rap ability, but that's a different conversation for another day. But I think I like the song, and shout out to Ice Spice for doing her thing.
Armand, I wish you could have come up in the, I know I'm about to sound like my daddy or my uncle. I wish you could have came up in the golden era of hip hop, which was the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, when it was like more of a meeting. Like, you are sitting here with this big old platform with our I don't even know how many viewers we have. We have a lot out there in the world saying that you like this song, Fart, and the lyrical bar.
You're not even a fart.
Oh no! And you're not drinking.
Mammy. Okay, let's go, Ice. Love that. I love that. Love that. Cause you ain't even a fart.
I guess. I mean.
Okay.
Sure. You know what?
Hey, don't hate on the girl. Let the girl live. Let her be.
I'm not hating. Maybe I am, because in our day, you had to be good and the quality, like, had to be there. Like,
no.
You had to be good.
That is the problem. This is the thing. Good then and good now are different things.
We know.
Because she was able to, it's a strategy. We're in a social media internet era. Like, people need to give these artists credit. If you're able to break through these algorithms and gain following and have people listen to your music and you know, garner influence, that is a talent. And I don't feel like younger people get enough credit in that, because they're like, well, you need to be from the 90s, the 80s, the this and the third, but they didn't have these same opportunities, or they didn't have these things that they had, you know, have now. So everybody can't do what she did. Everybody can't, you know, break through social media. People try to go viral every day to get people to listen to their music and, you know, go to their shows. So she did something right. We can't hate on the girl for that. And she's selling.
I'm definitely not hating. She's definitely doing her thing. She's making it do what it do, but you're. Yannick Jacob says it's for the Z generation. X generation needs to stop complaining about the same thing our parents used to complain about. Okay. I gave y'all my old lady disclaimer and I said what I said. Okay. I dialed it for you, said, I love Ice Spice. Her music is basic, but fun to rap to. Yeah, it's fun, mindless music. And Nicole said, yes, popularity nowadays is all it is. Okay. Yeah. All right. I just fear for what's going to come next, because one day, Armand, you're going to be in this chair saying to someone, back in my day, we had, you imagine how low the bar would be then. Like, it's going
to
be.
Nobody wants to go to the club reciting Rap City poetry. You know what I mean?
Oh, we know. Y'all can't handle that. Your brain
can't remember it.
That's not fun.
They can't remember it. The attention span is as short as a millisecond. They can't remember it.
Who wants to take a shot to that?
Yeah.
The snooze fest. Might as well read a book on the way to the club, right?
Armand, how old are you?
I'm 35.
We got to go. Okay, all right. Okay. Coming up next, find out what NFL player Travis Kelce is getting. I'm sorry. Find out what NFL player Travis Kelce is getting credit for. And later, we're playing a true or false. We're playing true or false, the Black History Edition. You don't want to miss that, and see who does the best. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to the soulmates watching us in the chat, keeping it popping. I know y'all in there debating and getting your life tonight. All right, moving on. Married to Medicine star Dr. Jackie Walters is being called out by former reality star Mariah Huck. Mariah is accusing her of being a mean girl behind the scenes. Take a look.
She's just always been so horrible to me. I love Jackie. I've always loved her, looked up to her, and I thought
it was my fault, and we talked about this one time at a reunion. She said, it's not my fault that you looked up to me. You did that. And she was right. She just never cared for me. The first time she came in my house, she didn't even speak to me.
All right, y'all. Are these allegations believable? Quick note, Dr. Jackie recently was accused of mistreating some of her Black female patients, and she has since then offered an apology. Al, what do you think about this, and have you been keeping up?
Yeah, I have. You know, I even saw her apology. She was really disturbed by those attacks from her Black patients. I saw the live that she did, and I saw the statement that she produced. This is the deal. I don't know. I don't follow Married to Medicine like that closely, but is it that she is a mean girl, or is it that she's buttoned up? That she has composure, that she's classy, that she's professional, that she knows the correct the way that things should happen. I feel like we've all been in these situations where people want to call us mean or difficult to work with. And it's because we have a standard that we expect people to adhere to. And those who can't hold to that standard, they end up calling you names. They end up questioning you. They question your validity. They question your professionalism. So is it that, or is she really a mean girl? So maybe, Armand, do you watch the show, Claudia? Maybe you may have some insight. But I would say, from my personal experience, it's more because she's professional, she's classy, she's very aware, she's composed. And that intimidates a lot of people.
Armand, yeah. I think, Claudia, you could take this one, because I don't even watch the show. So
I've never seen one episode of Married to Medicine. You know what's so funny? I meet people from reality shows all the time, because they may have seen Atlanta Housewives. They just assume that, like, sometimes they'd be like, see, you've been keeping up. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, because I only watch the news. But I will speak on mean girlism. It's okay. So easy to get that nowadays, especially on a reality show, guys. You can go on and with the best intentions and not even do anything mean. But you all know they can put what you did Tuesday, make it look like that happened on Sunday, and then never show what prompted you to have that reaction. It's just so hard to tell with reality these days, because you don't really know what's real and what's fake. And people are even shocked themselves when they see it, like, damn, that didn't even happen like that. So I don't know. So let's go to chat. They watch it. Ansel D'Angelo said, I love Dr. Jackie, but Mariah is speaking the truth. Jackie can be very condescending and uses her doctor status to belittle others. Okay. And Pretty Lauren said, Dr. Jackie is nasty work. Janice Weston said, yes, it is believable. Dr. Jackie is a B. Damn.
So no one had anything positive to say about her in the chat?
I'm trying to find one, Al. Let me see.
Jeez. I'm trying to find one. Then you know our producer's lean.
Kenya Sullivan said she's a mean girl now. Damn, it's all negative. I'm sorry. Oh, hot commodity, is this maybe a good one? Jackie is a mean girl, but the older she is older, so she's always treated the younger ones like they're not there.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry, Dr. Jackie. We don't watch a show, so we're not calling you mean girls.
I just heard she was never there for the patients. That's the only thing I've always heard, but I don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Don't be having a suit on your week on, Armand. All right. And if we... NFL player Travis Kelce was recently credited with the haircut known as the fade by the New York Times. In the Black community, a fade is a cut that shaves. Wait, hold on. Go back. Dear white people, in the Black community, a fade is a cut that shaves the sides of your head while the top is more layered and thick. This has been the Black community for decades. But Travis popped out with it, so they gave it to him. Now, he did, in his defense, he spoke out and said during Black History Month that he doesn't want any smoke with us and that Black people created the trendy cut. Why can't Black people ever receive credit for our contributions? And what other things do we fail to get credit for that they just go ahead and give to them? And shout out to Travis. I will say this. You haven't always got it right. But on this, I love that you immediately put an end to the BS. You call cap on that. Al, what do you think about this?
Hey, that's because all those Black females that he used to date got in his you-know-what and said, now, bro, you know you're not going to sit up here and try to take credit for a fade. That's what I thought originally. But you know what, Claudia? If we really think about it, it's not Travis. It's mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Mainstream media does stuff like this. And I can give you another example. I think you asked another example. You remember when Kim Kardashian had those what do you call those
braids?
Corn rolls. We call them corn rolls. But of course, in the media, they said she looked beautiful, and they called them box braids.
Bo Derek braids.
Something like that.
They gave it to Bo Derek, too. That wasn't even
right. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? The first thing that comes to my mind when I see stuff like this is why you have to have representation in mainstream media. I can't imagine that there was any black person sitting in that room when they created this narrative around Travis and said, okay, let's go with this. Because they would have said, are you guys losing your mind? Fades have been around since the beginning of time when barbers learned how to cut hair.
Yeah, they cut it out right now. Armand?
I agree 1,000%. And just to add to that, it's unfortunate that, you know, you can have women like, you know, Kim Kardashian or white people wearing fades, or they're wearing pink and purple wigs and cornrows, and it's deemed as fashion. But if black people do it, it's deemed as ghetto or urban, you know? And I just feel as though that is work of mainstream media, always wanting to take our culture, put it on white people, and like make it some sort of like privilege, and then take it from us and make it like a downgrade, or somehow make it ghetto or something
right,
bad.
Less
so
than.
Yeah, I just don't like that.
Even, and I know we gotta go on, move on, even with Taylor Swift doing swag surfing.
Yeah.
Like they just, we've been doing that for how many years? And they really acted like she was the originator, damn it. Like it became hugely popular because Taylor Swift did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Knock it off. Henry Gibbons said Bo Derek got credit for braids. And we know damn well black women had braids decades before. I mean, facts. All right, moving on. On the Contrary podcast is going viral after the guest confessed to having sex so good with the person that they recommended their friends that they also sleep with the same individual. Oh, take a look.
If it was just a smash, I might pass them to you. Mm. Sometimes you get so good. I'm like, hey, girl, you need to.
Yeah, I call plenty out of loose. I should tip women when they tell their friends.
Okay, shout out to Mr. Organic. I followed him recently, and he is really entertaining. And he brags about how blessed he is. And I could see why people would try to pass that 10, 11 inches allegedly around. All right, now, has this ever happened to any of you? And would you be down to try someone your friend had? If it was just a smash, of course not a relationship, but if they were like, yo, I mean, I'm not attached to them anymore. Fire. And you got to see this too, because it was banging. Armand, you look like you were contemplating.
Yeah, I am, because I was trying to figure out, because my mind is like, at that point, if I'm going to sleep behind you, it almost needs to just be like, let's just have a threesome. Let's just all, let's just do it together. And like, let's just get, like, if we talking like that, and it's giving, you know, it's popping, you know, you need to try it. It's like, okay, well, 9 times out of 10, you're attracted to me, and I'm attracted to you too, so we attracted to this person, so let's all just see what's popping.
I know Al's going to agree with that, Mr. Gemini.
Look, I'm going to say this. When I was younger, for sure, I've had several sessions where I've referred and we've shared. But let me tell you what life has taught me and years of being in the game has taught me. You got to watch out, because some people end up wifing the slut or the good sex. And it's not really positive. And and all they got is good sex. And then you find yourself in a situation with a friend where now they stuck with somebody that you had and three of your other boys have had. And they decide, oh, let me marry her and make her my queen. And you're like, bro, don't you know that like all four of us have slutted her out? Like, what are you doing here? And then when he gets caught cheated on, he wonders, oh, why did that happen? Why did it happen to me? So I don't know. Years ago, I used to definitely pass it off. But now I'm like, because I don't want to be caught up in no mess.
No, that's a good point.
One of my really good friends, she hit me up about someone. She's like, I saw you at an event, blah, 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 blah. This person. I was like, oh, it ended up being nothing, girl. Like I said, go ahead. And she's someone I'm really close with. And pass it a homie, now you hit it. And she liked him, but not really like that. She never really took him seriously. It was just dating. We were younger. It was a dating thing. And I'm glad that I hit it first. So, you know, it didn't feel weird. But yeah, I did recommend it because it wasn't a thing that I had deep feelings about and I didn't feel a way. And also he didn't break up with me and leave me. Mm-hmm. So it's different when it's like that. I think when you have feelings, of course not, but it was like, oh, it was fun. And I was like, he was all right, girl. Like, you know, I ain't mad. So,
but you know what? I feel like you can't do, like, it just depends on how nasty the session is for me, because I mean, if it's really turned up, then I'm probably going to want that again. So if you're passing it off, it must,
to you're me, not going to get
passing,
it again.
Yeah. I'm not passing nothing off that's really, really hot. I'm thinking either we're doing this together because I want to keep doing it. Right. But how are you passing it off?
I was over it.
I can see that.
I was over it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was something I was over. Like, I was like, I'm good.
I'm joining in on the fun. You know, let's make it a group activity.
Wow. Yeah, you've mentioned that several times today. All right, keep it locked, because coming up next, find out why actor Lakeith Stanfield is being sued. Lord, he's been saying the news a lot these last few years. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Actor Lakeith Stanfield and his wife are being sued by their nanny. Their former travel nanny, Monica Sawyer, claims the couple overworked her so much that she barely had time to eat and shower, and that the couple would retaliate against her if she didn't satisfy their demands. She claims she still has not been paid and alleges on the trip out of town, they became angry with her, canceled her flight, and made her pay her own way home. Are these allegations believable? Or was the nanny, you know, not prepared for the workload? Go ahead, Armand.
This sounds like this nanny was black. Was she black? this sound like somebody black that said, listen, I ain't finna do all that. Like, listen, I want to, that's what that sound like. She didn't sign up for all that extra. The baby, I'm not finna do all that. I'm not getting paid for all that. That's what that sounds like. She sound lazy. I mean, you come to this, a rich family, a successful family, they need a nanny, you know the job. You know, you don't come and work with a celebrity and be a nanny and think that you're not going to do overtime at some point, or you're not going to, the workload is not going to be, you know, be demanding. So I think that, you know, she just was lazy and didn't want to do her job. And now she's complaining because she probably got fired.
Hold up. You're saying she's black, lazy. You're giving white supremacists talking points right now. Okay,
Ron, like, for sure.
Right? Like, what are you doing here?
On top? I know, like, oh, come I'm on, black.
Come on. You know black people will tell you what they ain't finna do in a minute.
A quick second.
If that was a hot Latina, she would have took that baby, scrambled some eggs, and cleaned the bathroom all at the same time. And took half the price.
All right, Ahmad, I'll give you that, but hold on. The lady said of the 8 days, she didn't get any time off, meaning she worked around the clock, meaning 24 hours. She said she then went to them and said, can I at least have 4 hours a day? That means she's working, what?
20 hours.
That's insane. First of all, what is a baby doing up that long? That don't make any sense to me. But run her money. You owe her money. And then to leave her in a state, that's petty. That's wrong. And you should be sued. Run her money. Even if she was bad, New York City is set up in a way that you can hire a nanny overnight. You can hire a nanny for the next day. If you didn't have a problem with her, you should have sent her home and hired another nanny. But making her work, what, 20 times 8? That's 160 hours and not pay her? You're not going to get away with that.
Black women, I'm not going to sit here on Beyonce's internet and let black ass Armand Wiggins during Black History Month. This is not a black woman. This is a white woman that feels like, this is a white woman that says they ain't about to do it. This ain't no, because a Latina woman, listen, and I hate to stereotype and generalize, but they usually got this thing down pat. I say it's a white entitled woman that's like, I thought I was going to work for this black couple and do the bare minimum, and how dare they? But don't you think there's some of this falls on Lakeith and his wife, like leaving someone? I think I could have rocked with them until we heard that they left this person. It kind of shows maybe it was kind of a hostile work environment. Do you think, can you see that being, because who would do that? That's evil.
I just feel like we don't even know the benefit she was getting. She wasn't working around the clock. She probably was like maybe even a live-in. She probably wasn't even doing that much. You just need to make sure the baby didn't kill itself and feed him and change the diaper here and there. You're not working all day, every day. You're just sitting around.
Armand, you ain't got no kids. Cut it out, please. Cut it out. Kids are freaking... That's a full-time job. Oh. Just know that her working 20 hours... For $500 a day, she's making $20 an hour.
Minimum wage.
That's her money.
Well, don't sign up for the job if you don't want to do the work.
Really, Armand? Well, guess what? Tomorrow, Armand, we're going to be working 22 hours.
Right.
Same rate, and you have to just do it. And you know what you signed up for. Are you okay with that?
I'll be here early. I love what I do, so I'll be here.
Yeah, for the first day.
Give us some time.
Right, exactly. All right, moving on. It's Black History Month, Armand, and it's only right that we test our Black cards in a fun game of True or False, the Black History Edition. Oh, I'm nervous about this. Please play along in the chat. Let's cue the music. All right, y'all. Black History Month started in 1966. True or false?
True.
False.
Hey, why is it in the prompt? False. It did start in 1970.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because it was Black History Week first. And then it turned into Black History Month. Okay.
Next question. Booker T. Washington is known as the father of Black history. True or false?
No.
No, I don't think so. False.
Can y'all stop showing the answers, prompter? Please, don't let them see the answers. Please, please, please. All right.
I can't see them anyway.
Oh, you can't?
I'm not even looking at
it. I can't see it. Yeah, I can't see it.
But we know Booker T. Washington is not. No.
All right. Next question. Booker T. Washington. Okay. Move. I'm about to treat y'all like the maid.
Fro.
Soulmates, you don't see what's going on here. The game is being totally ruined right now. Okay. Act like you didn't see the answer in the prompter, guys. The next question is, Dr. King started college at 15. True or false? Leave the prompt right there. Leave it.
True.
You're right again.
I promise I can't see the prompter. You know I can't see, Claudia. You know I can't see it. This is just my mind.
George Washington Carver invented peanut
the light
butter.
Bulb. Oh, no.
True or false?
True. Or was it the lipo? True.
Well,
did you say the lipo?
No.
I'm going to say George Washington Carver. No, he did not create no damn peanut butter. Peanut butter was... Who created peanut butter?
George Washington Carver. Oh, false. He's often mistaken for inventing peanut butter, but he only created a newer version. So he did the remix.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. I'm supposed to tell y'all that, but it was actually tragic. We will continue to play along and we will continue to enlighten y'all about Black history facts, but all in all, we had a good time. Fun times. Y'all have fun tonight.
Had a blast.
Yes. I'm having fun with Armand, actually. A lot of fun. Armand, thank you for a good 3 days.
Yeah. Thank you guys for opening up your platform to me. I'm having a blast with you guys. You guys are so inviting and welcoming. And I love it. I feel at home here.
We appreciate you, Armand. All right. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins, for joining us tonight. And thank you for watching us on YouTube. Make sure you watch it again when it repeats and hit that like button tomorrow. Stay tuned for Foxhole Face-Off. We'll see you back here tomorrow. And I promise we're going to do better with our Black history. We're going to do better. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
Have a good night, soulmates.